Welcome to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast, where you'll hear from entrepreneurs paving the way in business and in life, sharing a message in entrepreneurship, building a legacy, and giving tips on how they grew their business. This is Salam Willis, your host, excited to be with you today for episode number 2. Sponsored by Salam Willis International, virtual COO, working with you side by side in your business. Today, I'm bringing on Jamanda Atkinson. Hello, welcome to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast. And today we have Jamanda here. Jamanda, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Now, Jamanda Atkinson, she is the founder of Jamanda Atkinson Consulting and has spent over 15 years advising, coaching, and mentoring. She is an expert business strategist and program manager, whose goal is to provide superb business solutions that give business owners results, freedom, and peace of mind. I love that. So tell me more. How did you get started with being a program manager?
Well, if you think about it, everything we do is a project and enforced in a program. So for instance, if you think about when we wake up in the morning, when we get ready for work, our commute, everything involves a project. So ideally, we've all been project managers at any given point in our lives, and we've all been program managers every day. Mm-hmm. But professionally, I have been a project manager for about 8 years, and I started working in retail banking. Eventually, I transitioned into healthcare and startups, which was where I decided I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be able to sort of leverage what I learned in healthcare and in startups into my own personal business. And this has allowed me to work with clients and as well help them see where they're lacking and what they have too much of and sort of create a balance. And if you know, project management creates a time space. You're supposed to create your projects within a certain amount of time, quality, and cost. So ideally, assuming your business is not within those thresholds, my team and I come into, this is where we come in. We sort of ensure you stay within your budget, stay within your scope, your original plan, and definitely come at quality. So I saw this in my former companies and growing up and working in retail banking on a regular basis. And I figured this is my career. This is what I want to do. And this is where I want to grow.
Right. So Let me ask you. So you were in the banking industry, healthcare, and startup.
Right.
Which industry did you like the best?
I also was in garment for quite some time. Which four industries I liked the best? I would say retail banking, mainly because of the customer interaction.
Oh, I see.
At the time, I would have probably said something different. However, today, right. I realize I love working with people. I love helping you reach your goals as an individual or as a business owner. And that's my most important project. So to answer your question, retail banking would probably be my most, and startups or equal, you know, because when you do a startup, everything's fresh and new. New ideas, new processes, and who doesn't want to start fresh every day, you know?
Yeah, we'll take a do-over, right?
For sure. I'll do it every day if possible.
Especially being an entrepreneur.
That's
now,
right.
Do you feel entrepreneurship is a good step for project management? How does someone get started in that?
Well, ideally, again, as I mentioned before, everything we do is a project. We just have to change our thinking mindset and realize, oh, this is a project. However, one word that I would advise anyone looking to pursue project management, read, do your homework, be accountable for yourself and with yourself, and, you know, sort of plan your days out accordingly, plan your weeks out accordingly, and your months out accordingly. What I mean by that is test yourself to see if you are a positive project manager, because I cannot be a project manager for you telling you, oh, you have to be on time for A, B, C, and D if I'm not on time. So you have to first work with yourself internally and then leverage what you've learned. Definitely get your education, at least read up books. There's many books out there on project management. Possibly, there's actually a certification for professionals who would like to pursue project management and be considered more elite, for lack of a better word. There's also organizations who practice project management on a regular basis.
Okay. What does a regular day look like for you in project management? I mean, paint that picture for me. I know you're organized, but you also stated that you have to be a good
project mm-hmm. manager in order to help someone else with their projects.
So. Right. Day in the life for me as a project manager is definitely stay on top of my emails, responding to my emails within a decent amount of time. For instance, if I committed with the clients, emails are going to be responded within 24, 48 hours. I try to respond to the clients within 15 hours at most. Usually looking at emails throughout the morning, eventually following up with meetings that have been scheduled, definitely bringing an agenda.
Uh-huh.
As project managers, we have to be organized. Bring an agenda, bring hard copies if possible. Have an agenda for everything in the meeting and definitely keep it time allotted. From there, from my regular meetings, that's usually 5 or 6 hours a day. And usually the meetings are typically for accountability and for status updates. You're updating your clients and your stakeholders on what's going on with the project. From there, back to emails. And, you know, project management is 90% communication via verbal and nonverbal. So a lot has to do with your presence and how you are within the moment. And definitely stay within the moment as a project manager, because you can say, oh yeah, Bob, it's going well, when your face looks worried.
Right.
So definitely have your ducks in order. My days are very different. No day is alike. My documents, my projects are very different from the next project. However, if I stay organized and if I stay aligned, pretty successful, thankfully.
So when you say stay aligned, what does that look like for you?
Staying aligned, I mean sort of like, for instance, we have three different projects, and three different projects are, let's make a project creating the color yellow, another project creating the color green,
okay,
orange and blue. That's all within a program because it's the same end goal, but with its tweaks within. So staying aligned is staying within the same program and not deterring from that. For instance, your stakeholder wants a green project and they've signed on it. They cannot come back to you and say they need yellow when they've committed to green.
Right.
So you definitely want to make sure your scope is intact.
Okay. Yeah, that's that accountability.
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, this project is never going to finish if the stakeholder keeps coming back with changes.
You call your clients stakeholders?
So stakeholders are people who are requesting the project.
Mm-hmm.
The clients, the end user, everyone who the project touches, be it positively or negatively. So let's say the project is writing a book. The stakeholder for the project is the bookstores, yourself, children, adults, anyone this book would touch in a positive or in a negative way. Usually the sponsor is someone who is paying and funding this particular project. And you definitely want to keep the sponsor and the stakeholder involved at all times. Granted, stakeholders come in different levels. There are stakeholders who don't want to be involved and don't need to be involved in everything. However, you want to take every consideration on the table initially and make sure you have their requirements, because the last thing you want to do is start a project, writing a book, and you realize your target market, which is 5-year-olds, they don't care for the color red in the book. So that project has failed because the stakeholder has not accepted it. The response isn't what we expected it to be.
Wow. I love this. This is so in-depth. So Jamanda, tell me, what are some pitfalls that you've overcome along the way? Because it sounds like you have a pretty good handle on being a project manager, and you actually sound like you really love what you do. So this will be interesting to hear.
Some pitfalls, meaning anything negative, I would say avoid lack of communication. That's one pitfall, you know, sometimes we come across because we just get consumed within the various projects coming at you. One time I was working on a program and I have 13 projects at the same time.
Wow.
Simultaneously. The positive was that they were all aligned because I was very organized with them. Working on one thing at a time, yes, as women, we tend to multitask fabulously. Mm-hmm. However, we sometimes need to check ourselves. So fortunately, I don't have many pitfalls with the exception of possibly lack of communication in certain instances where I probably wasn't clear with the stakeholder mm-hmm. as far as what the end results would be, or I did not do my due diligence as far as gathering requirements. I did not put my business analyst hat on in that portion. But the positive of that was that I was able to sort of reverse that situation and return back to the stakeholder and do more research on their particular needs and purpose of why they were requesting for this project. One way to avoid pitfalls is always stay on top of your communication process and definitely maintain a clear line of transparency at all times, if at all possible.
And how has that worked out for you as becoming an entrepreneur?
It's a lot more work because you are double checking your dots, you know, your T's and your I's. However, it's benefited me because I'm saving time and I'm demonstrating my ability to be trustworthy and transparency. And as an entrepreneur, we want to do things right the first time at the beginning versus later on where we've screwed up. You know, as entrepreneurs, we don't have the funding many times. We don't have the time or the space to make mistakes. However, that's how we learn. So one way I've avoided that as an entrepreneur is doing my research, doing my homework on the clients, definitely observing who my target market is carefully before I approach them. And that leads me to being pretty positive on whether or not they'll pursue my projects and my assignments for them.
Okay. Well, who is the ideal customer for you?
My ideal customer would be entrepreneurs or startups that have been around for 5-6 years. Even though that may not seem like a startup, but many times startups are in for 10 years. So anyone within 3 to 7 years in business and entrepreneurs, anyone who needs handholding, mm-hmm. and anyone who needs sort of a virtual COO or an assistant at the end of the day, someone to keep you accountable.
Yes, you know, you're speaking my love language now.
Yeah, for sure. I also do coaching. Mm-hmm. Executive coaching, leadership coaching, which comes in line with project management. So anyone within those realms would be my target market. Pretty flexible.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Tell the Legacy Roadmap podcasters, do you have any wisdom that you want to pass on to future legacy builders?
As far as my wisdom, I would definitely tell you to read the PMBOK. Project Management Book of Knowledge. It is boring, but full of information. It's definitely a good book. It's called the Project Manager's Bible. That's what I've used. That's what I've managed to bring along with me.
Right.
When the time is needed. Many granted, you're not going to use all of the processes within the PMBOK. However, it's supposed to serve you as a guideline, as a tool. Be proactive and always be ready because you never know when the next project is going to show up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, since you have the Project Management Bible, what book are you currently reading now?
Besides the Project Management Bible, besides the PMBOK, I am reading You Are a Badass from Jen Sincero.
You are the second one.
She's amazing. I love it. I've actually listened to it while I'm driving. So she's amazing. I'm also reading Building Your Story Brand by Donald Miller.
Yes. Love it. Love
yeah.
Excellent. Well, tell people where they can learn more about you, learn more about your courses. What do you have going on?
Yeah, so I'm actually building a course, hopefully to launch by the end of this year, if not early next year, on day-to-day project management tasks, as well as a course for those taking the project management exam, which has been recently updated. Anything within Agile and Waterfall, I love. So I'm looking to pursue those topics within my courses. You could find me on my website. I'll spell it GILMANDAATKINSON.com. That's JomandaAtkinson.com.
Well, Jomanda, thank you so much for coming on today. You have shed so much light in project management, and I never knew it could be so fun. But listen,
yeah, you know, you have to make it fun, right?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
This week, we pay homage to Ida B. Wells, who was a journalist in the late 1890s. She owned and published 2 magazines, and she also sparked legal reform to protect people of color. Ida B. Wells, we salute you and thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast with Salam Willis. If you enjoyed today's show and want to check us out, visit salamwillis.com. Please leave us a review and join us next week for more entrepreneurship, legacy, and business tools. See you next time.